Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of February 2018. Supreme Court, while setting aside a High Court judgment, has observed that information sought with regard to details of marks in civil services exam cannot be directed to be furnished mechanically. Supreme Court has observed that Bar Council of India cannot act like an appellate authority over its own order while exercising review powers. Supreme Court has observed that mere absence of a law can be cured by subsequently enacting one with a retroactive effect, but this new law on Aadhaar cannot cure breaches that occurred prior to its enactment. Supreme Court has held that the appellate officer, while exercising power under Section 9 of the Public Premises Eviction of Unauthorized Occupants Act, 1971, does not act as a persona designata but in his capacity as civil court. Supreme Court has decided to give the government a free hand to probe the over rupee 11,000 crore Punjab National Bank scam case. U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Americans injured in a 1997 suicide bombing in Jerusalem cannot seize ancient Persian artifacts from a Chicago museum to satisfy a $71.5 million court judgment against Iran, which they had accused of complicity in the attack. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered that ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif be removed as head of the political party he founded, 6 months after the court disqualified him as the country's leader over unreported income. Supreme Court has stayed the order passed by the Madras High Court on the 16th of February, in which the High Court had issued a slew of directions aimed at ensuring the free and fair conduct of elections to the Bar Council of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Delhi High Court has held that voluntary surrender of income without disclosing its source cannot rescue a SSE from facing penal consequences under the Income Tax Act. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking immediate judicial intervention into the alleged assault on Delhi Chief Secretary Anshu Prakash by a few AAP MLA during a meeting at Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. Delhi High Court has directed the race club to ensure that stabled horses do not participate in any races till further orders. Bombay High Court has refused to shut down the dumping ground situated at Kanjurmarg, saying it is the only site available for dumping the waste of the city. Bombay High Court has issued notice to the centre and the Maharashtra government and sought their response to a PIL challenging the environment clearance granted for construction of the Navi Mumbai International Airport. Bombay High Court, while terming the decision to shift teacher salary accounts from Thane District Central Cooperative Bank to Thane Janata Sahakari Bank as unreasonable, arbitrary and malafide, has quashed a government resolution of 2017 which allowed the move. Bombay High Court has restrained the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, Chief Ajoy Mehta from allowing the cutting or removal of trees. Bombay High Court has said that the CBI had failed to adequately assist it in Sarabad in Sheikh encounter case, due to which it was still unclear on the agency's overall case. Bombay High Court has wrapped the Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, foreclosing investigation into corruption by developers who did not hand over parking spaces in their projects despite getting additional floor space index, FSI, for the same under a scheme started by the previous government.